He's part of that NBC Sunday Night Football broadcast right now, because let's face it, he wasn't really much of a name. What was his connection with celebrity status? The fact that his dad was Phil Sims, right? Because he was nothing as a backup quarterback, and then he was a quarterback coach for a while, and yeah. He was doing nothing.
But you guys know, like, me, Dan, I watch a ton of football and do all that.
But I mean, Dan Orlovsky, I think he's very good. You know, and he's
I think Sims is excellent. But Christian's
I wouldn't go
that
right.
far. Oh, I think he's very good. And I think okay, very good as opposed to excellent. You're probably right. That was a stretch with excellent. I'll drop him down to very good, which is like a 7.6. But I would say this. He's got a hair across his ass for Brady like nobody. Like nobody. And it comes through because the rest of his act is not like Kellerman. It's not like Wright. It's not like Parker. The rest of his act is pretty legitimate and pretty fair. And for some reason, he finds a way of tearing apart Brady, and he did it even with this move to Tampa Bay. There were times you heard him, and you're sitting there going, oh, my God, here he goes again. There's something that he's finding at fault.
I think, too, to me, it's like the love for Aaron Rodgers. The fact that he thinks this man is the greatest quarterback of all time, Aaron Rodgers, maybe the guy that's underperformed most given the talent maybe he's had or he has around him. That's just, to me, that's baffling. But go ahead.
But you could say this, I think, about Aaron Rodgers. Has there ever been a quarterback or even a football player that has received more love and attention from the media and maybe not deserving it? Because if anything, you're right, Lou. He's an underperformer. He should have been 5 or 6 years ago the best quarterback in the National Football League. Yeah. He should have topped Tom Brady 5 or 6 years ago. Now, Peyton Manning got a lot of love, but Peyton Manning had results. What has Aaron Rodgers really done?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he hasn't achieved all of that.
No. So what's your list, Glenn?
So my list would be number three. I'm going with Chris Sims, mainly because he does have a hair across his ass for Tom Brady. There's no question about it. There's something personal there, and maybe somewhere down the road in somebody's book, we'll find out exactly something happened at a practice one day. Mm-hmm. Tom disrespected him, or Tom laughed at him, or something happened.
That's what it was.
Shoved him in a locker.
Yeah, go get your shine box.
Exactly. Something happened, because it makes no sense, again, because we think that Chris Sims, on the whole, is fairly rational. Number two is our buddy Rob Parker.
Tom Brady is done. Is finished.
We'll talk to him in a few minutes.
Yeah, he deserves to be up there.
Because Rob Parker, and I can't believe you didn't put him on the list. It's suddenly because, Christian, he's a friend and you don't want to hurt a friend?
Who?
No, you had Parker at three.
I had Parker on there.
You had Parker at three. Okay, yeah. I apologize.
He's the loat.
But he's the loat. Parker is the loat. Parker is one of those guys that's made a clown show out of this. Because I'm not sure he believes it all. And maybe we'll get to it. And my number one on that list, and the reason I put him as number one on the list, is because he did get Brady's attention. He did get people around Brady's attention. People actually talked about him at certain times without necessarily mentioning his name. How many times have we mentioned Cliff, 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 Cliff? Everybody does. People around Brady have.
Yeah.
Max Kellerman has got to be numero uno on that list.
The idea that I'm a Brady hater is ridiculous.
My thing with Max is that, okay, so he came out with that comment day one of his new show, right, with Stephen A. That was day one of his show.
I think Christian nailed it, though.
That
producer probably told him.
Yeah, that was the first day. Listen, what are you going to do? We got to come out. We got to just shock the audience. We got to come up with something. So who do you attack? Okay, do you want to go after LeBron or Tom Brady? Like, you know what I mean? So it was like Skip is gone. Everyone's wondering if Stephen A. can survive with this guy. He's a boxing guy. Who is he? What? So he comes out and he throws, and I feel like he just got stuck in a bad take. Now, the fact that he can ever get out of it, hey, he's just stuck in a bad take, and he just keeps rolling it forward. Someday I'll be right, sure. But if you're right 4 years from the moment you said it, expecting it to happen within the year, then you're not right.
Oh, no, that take is expired. You can't give him credit. If he's right this year, if Brady struggles because the elbow was a problem, whatever.
Yeah, he can't come out
and say, I'm
right.
He struggles in Tampa Bay. He can't come out now and say, I told you.
No, he can't
do it. I told you.
He can't do it.
Yeah, short order means 4 years from now.
But you're right. As far as the tension goes, he got it. You know, and he got it. And you know, I'm not saying that he motivated Brady, because I think it was more Garoppolo than anything else during that time period, but he got a lot of attention for that comment. There's no question about it. You're too old, right? Julian Edelman telling Tom Brady.
I think it got
the attention.
He's the one guy, I think, got to him. I never heard anybody repeat anything Parker said. And even with Sims, I don't remember Brady or anybody around Brady bringing him up. So Christian had Sims, Wright, and Parker. I had Kellerman, Parker, and Sims. We're going to take a break when we come back.
We don't have enough time for mine.
What do you mean?
We don't have enough time right now. We got to take a little breather.
We'll take a break, and then we'll let you give your three, and then we will be joined by one of the haters.
Can I just tease you real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes.
My number one hasn't been mentioned yet.
Ooh. What do you mean it hasn't been mentioned?
Hasn't been mentioned yet.
You're not putting Rex Ryan number one.
Hasn't been mentioned yet.
No.
Rex Ryan number one?
Hasn't been mentioned yet.
Please. Nobody's mentioned. We didn't mention it in the entire half hour.
Has not been mentioned yet.
Why do I sense an agenda here? We're going to find out next.
Back to more Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier.
Bring it back.
You even consider listening to anything else?
No.
OMF.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Are you ready to admit Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time?
No.
He's not.
He is not.
No way.
No
how.
Rob
Parker. No.
They want to proclaim that he's the greatest of all time.
No.
He's not.
He is not. The GOAT in my mind. N-O-T.
Oh, my God.
N-O-T.
Here we go with the typical lazy football analyst. I got news for you, all right? This is the beginning of the end. This is where the wheels fall off.
Hello, Super Bowl. New England is heading back again for the third straight year.
The Patriots are good enough, and Tom Brady can't cover up that defense because he's not at that level anymore.
Steps up, throws over the middle. Edelman with a grab.
The cheating, the spy gate, the deflate gate.
For the best of all time as Brady throws. It's a slant to Gronkowski.
They're not good enough.
And another third and 10 conversion.
They're not getting to the Super
That's
Bowl.
That's three.
Tom Brady is on the downside.
I got news for you, all right? The luckiest, he's the loat.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Rob Parker ain't going nowhere.
He's the loat.
I have not changed my mind about Tom Brady.
Tom Brady will wind up being Lance Armstrong without the bison.
Sorry.
That was Rob Parker, Fox Sports 1. We're going to see if we can get find out if he's been an act for all this time or he's real. We'll do that in a couple minutes. This is all part of Brady Week right here on WEEI.
Sure,
all to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation's Restaurant Strong Fund. They're doing a great job to help out those people right now that are out of work because everything is closed down. And thanks to Samuel Adams because they've done a great job in contributing to Restaurant Strong, and they got a great product. Celebrating Brady's 20 years in New England to support those in the service industry who have been financially burdened by COVID-19. Visit RestaurantStrong.org, RestaurantStrong.org. Three greatest haters. Christian had Chris Sims. Had Nick Wright number two and Rob Parker number three. I had Max Kellerman one, Rob Parker number two, Chris Sims number three, and to finish the troika,
yeah.
Here's Lou Merlone's three.
Well, I tell
number
you what.
Number three.
Number three, and I like all those guys, some of the guys you mentioned, but I'm still going to go. I'm going to go with Shannon Sharpe at number three. Just because I feel like, and I don't know if he's kind of shamed into it because he's with Skip, but it sounds personal to me. He doesn't like the Tom Brady off the field. I don't think he likes him personally. You know, I think he gets him too much credit for being a nice guy. So he just shreds him up and down.
You understand what he's saying?
Yeah, no, and I can't understand a word he's saying. So
Lou hates Shannon.
Yeah, Shannon Sharpe is number three to me. Of course,
it could be your hatred. That's right. It's your hatred of Shannon Sharpe.
I've been horse boo-boo also.
Yes, he has. So number two, I got to give it to our guy, Rob Parker. And we'll talk to him here in a few minutes. But to me, Rob Parker is just calling him lucky. He doesn't even, you know, at least a guy like Kellerman says he's the greatest of all time.
Yeah,
you know, he got a bad tick. He got stuck in it. But no, Rob Parker just thinks he's lucky. He thinks he's the load. And when it comes to my number one Tom Brady hater, okay, hear me out now, okay? This is my number one Tom Brady hater. Just hear me out. It's Bill Belichick. It's Bill Belichick, okay?
Hold on. I think we lost the line
no,
here.
No. It's Bill Belichick.
Did we lose the line?
Just go back in time a little bit. Remember Deflategate? Remember these comments here?
Tom's personal preferences on his footballs are
his balls.
Something that he can talk about
his ball.
In much better detail and information than I could possibly provide.
I mean, he's pissed that he's even put him in that situation. He's got to be up there at the podium and talking about the Deflategate, and he put it all on Tom, basically, right? I don't know what the hell this guy did. Go talk to him. He's hating Tom Brady because he's got to deal with the Deflategate. He's losing draft picks left and right.
Not a great moment.
Not a great moment at all. Okay, so how about this one? You remember going into that Jacksonville game when Tom Brady cut his hand? Later on, we saw how bad that cut was.
Was it scissors?
No, it was the helmet. He came out and went out and just torched the Jacksonville team late in the game, you know, came back, won the AFC title game, and when it was all over, the reporters just were looking for a little bit of love for what Tom Brady had done on the field given the injury, and this was Bill's response.
Can you just speak to the resourcefulness of Tom dealing with something like that midweek and then coming out and playing a huge game like that?
I mean, look, Tom did a great job, and he's a tough guy. We all know that, all right? But I'm not talking about open heart surgery here.
I mean, at that point, nobody knew what this cut looked like. We saw it later. Needed 12 stitches right in his throwing hand.
Tough football player, hockey player would have been fine.
I mean, normally back then, at least nobody knows what Tom went through and to play in this game, and it was a great performance. No, he couldn't even do that. It wasn't even open heart surgery. And then you just this relationship, and then you had Tom Brady sitting down with Jim Gray. Remember, he asked him this question.
And obviously in any relationship, particularly one that's been successful and had such a long run, whether it's a friendship, a marriage, a working environment, there's going to have peaks and valleys.
Yeah.
And so when Giselle says feel appreciated, this brings to mind Coach Belichick and Mr. Kraft. Do you feel appreciated by them, and do they have the appropriate gratitude for what you have achieved?
I plead the fifth. Look, man, that is a tough question.
Tough question. So I look at it this way. I look at it, I know there's you know, it's a love-hate thing, right? But a guy like Max Kellerman thinks that Tom Brady's going to fall off the cliff. Okay, those are just words. The coach does. Because his actions, he says that he agrees with Max Kellerman. He doesn't want to give him a long-term deal, a two-year deal. So his actions say that he agrees with Max Kellerman. He thinks he's going to fall off the cliff.
So he's the number one hater.
2 years ago, when he got MVP season, he stripped him of all of his weapons. Cook's gone, Amendola gone, Hogan gone. Rob Gronkowski retires, he's gone. He actually set Tom Brady up to look as bad as he looked last year, to have all these negative haters to comment on Tom Brady. He took the offense away from Brady and said, we're going to try to win differently. I don't want to put it on Tom. And it just opened up the floodgates for everybody to continue to shred him.
Yeah, we'll do what's best for us.
And then this offseason, Tom's the free agent. He doesn't even call him. And they don't even make an offer. I think he hates him.
I mean, you know what? That's a very small amount of proof.
There's
20 million times. There's a ton more than
I
that.
I said love hate, but I think there's some hate there.
A lot of love for 20 years, though.
Maybe he wants to win. Maybe he wants to prove he wants to win without him. I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, jingity jing. It's Belichick, the donkey. Jingity jing. The Italian Christmas donkey. La la la. La la la.
Yeah, we'll do what's best for the football team.
What he said?
He's
there
gone. Brady's
guy
gone.
On the list.
Who do you blame for Brady being gone? Who's the reason why Brady's gone?
No, it's a different list. This is Brady.
Are you asking
haters.
Me?
Yeah. Who's the number one reason why Brady's
Bill
gone?
Bill.
Yeah, there you go.
It doesn't mean he hates him, though. Maybe someone else would look at it as tough love.
He appreciates what he's done for him, but he hates him. He wanted to get rid of him.
Mm. Man,
okay,
that is a tough question.
Okay. There's some... there could be, you know, like a Cain and Abel thing going on here, you know, so to speak.
Remember how we were saying that?
Remember how that ended?
Chris Sims had a hair across his ass for Brady. Maybe one of us has a hair across his ass for Belichick.
Nothing more important than this, Luke.
Might be something.
It's not you.
Bill Belichick.
I think they've both been great. I really do. I think the whole idea of, and people are going to do it next year or the year after, try to judge them separately because this is what we do. It's probably not the right way to go because they've been great together, and it certainly has worked over the 20 years.
So I kind of hate that nobody had this guy as number one.
But all Rob three Parker's of us had Rob Parker on the list.
We had him at two. Yeah. So
Rob Parker joins us right now on the Harbor One Hotline. How you doing? Everything going well? You okay? Safe? healthy?
Man, I'm hanging in, guys.
Good, man.
Healthy, and thank God. I hope you guys are good and your families are all right.
Yeah, we're doing the best we can under the circumstances. We appreciate it. So we did the, because we're, you know, desperate for content, as you are, as well. You know, we all are.
Yeah.
So we're doing the three biggest Brady haters of the 20 years of Tom Brady. And you, congratulations, Rob Parker, made all three of our lists. So I just want to give you a standing ovation right now.
Congrats.
Hey, you know what? You know what we call it? We call that in hockey the hat trick.
You didn't know, brother, did you? So here's what I want to know. I've always wanted to know this from you because we've had you on an awful lot and we've talked an awful lot about this. And I think your act in doing this and talking about Brady and some of the funny lines, the loat, and all of the stuff you've come up with has been funny stuff over the years. Is this real hatred towards Brady or is this Rob Parker shtick that just perfectly worked for what you wanted to do in the media?
No, you know what? It's not a shtick. I think that Brady gets a pass by a lot of people, and I just wanted to take a closer look at his career, to be honest. And it's not that I'm saying he's a bum or he can't play. I've never said that. He's a great quarterback. But I think his career has been overblown, and that's the part that I think I take a look at. That's where the load comes in. It's not that he hasn't made plays and done stuff, but things have luckily fallen into place for him. He's been very, very lucky. He could actually only have one or two Super Bowls if other teams didn't melt down in the big situations against the Patriots and against Brady. So while I think he's had a great career, I just think that he's been lucky, and it's all over now. He's finished. I'm expecting him to wind up like Michael Jordan going to the Wizards. Or he's going to wind up looking like Willie Mays playing for the Mets in 1973, stumbling around in left field. Remember what I told you.
Rob, I wanted to ask you, though, because you said he's lucky, right? You also said that you would take Eli over him in a big game. Was that David Tyree catch luck or skill from Eli?
It was skill to get out of the way. He was in the grass.
What about the catch?
Unbelievable. The catch, of course, yeah, but you still got to get the ball up to where a guy can make a play.
But it was lucky.
That's what was impressive. Well, a little bit, but I wouldn't say the Manningham throw was lucky. Would you say that?
That was one of the best throws he's ever made in his career. Eli's awful.
No doubt about it.
So, no, Rob.
He's not awful.
Rob, what – give me your – I mean, I'll ask for top three, but, you know, in no particular order. The one, the top three Brady plays that pissed you off the most.
Wow. Do we have that much time?
I only said three. Give me your top three. Okay. In no particular order. You don't have to give me number one. Just, you're not going to be held accountable for it.
The ones that pissed you off the most. Well, he threw the interception in the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs that got called back. For the lining up offside, remember that?
Yep.
That was one offside right there. I mean, I'm like, oh my God.
That's one.
That was the game. Yeah.
That's the load. That's load material.
That is, no doubt about it. He got bailed out there.
Penalty. It was a penalty. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but he threw a pick on that.
Is it a bad call?
I'm saying that was going to be a game losing pick. How does an all pro line up offside in that situation? Christian, you know that. There's no way you can do that. That's like the dumbest thing.
Game was fixed.
Okay, so fine. That's definitely one of them.
Okay. All right. I got a probably the other one was when the Panthers kicked the ball out of bounds and gave Brady a chance to set up.
Oh, you're going back to 2003.
Yeah, who kicks the ball out of bounds in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
And then he marches it down 15 or 20 yards, and Adam Vinatieri, of course, kicks the game-winning field goal. That was another one.
And now you got one more. Those
and the other
good.
One was against Atlanta. Was it against Atlanta where he threw that dying quail and it hit off of a
Edelman
couple
caught
of Falcons?
It.
Yes, that was the other one. That was like you couldn't make that thing happen. You want to talk about luck? That was luck right there. So those are my three that drive me crazy. Mm.
Rob Parker, you didn't even mention the tuck rule.
Well, of course, that was the biggest
one. That's right.
You're right.
Yeah.
And you know what? In that playoff run, Tom Brady threw a total of one touchdown and won a Super Bowl.
In two of
his six Super Bowls, he had only one touchdown and winning two Super Bowls. So that again, more luck.
What do you think now? You said he's done. What do you expect with him down in Tampa? He's got some better weapons down there. Is he worse than last year? Does he put up better numbers than last year? I think he's a Pro Bowl quarterback.
They were the worst 8-0 team I had seen. Tom Brady feasted on a lot of bad teams, struggled against better teams. I'm not buying that. Everybody last year bought into once OBJ was traded to the Browns, oh, they're going to the Super Bowl. Oh, the networks couldn't wait to flex the schedule to put the Browns on. You remember all that on paper? Yeah, oh, yeah. And then how'd that work out? I was one of the media guys who didn't buy into the Browns, who looked at it. And I'm not buying into Tampa Bay.
Oh, you weren't alone. You weren't alone with that. A lot of people thought they were fraudulent.
Oh, the Browns?
Yeah.
Not the networks and a lot of national guys that I remember watching. They were all in on the Browns.
That's Glenn's way of saying he didn't believe in them.
Thank you.
You didn't believe in them? Very
no.
good. I don't believe in Tampa either. Haven't made the playoffs in 12 years. Everybody's touting all this great talent that they have. I'll wait and see with a 43-year-old quarterback with a limp arm. So I'll wait to see how this thing plays.
Well, Christian has him winning the MVP down there, going 12-4. And what do you have him in the Super Bowl?
Hold on. I have him as the MVP, the comeback player of the year, the Walter Payton man of the year,
Super Bowl MVP.
Super Bowl MVP.
Yes. What do you think of that, Rob?
Oh, yeah, there you go. That only Christian would come up with that nonsense. There's no way that any of that is happening. Tom Brady's going to win an award for the most chicken wings eaten at Hooters. That's about it down in Tampa. He's got to put on that ugly uniform, and he had to basically grovel and beg and convince them that he was
begging, grovel.
He had no takers. That's crap.
Who has a better record next year? The New England Patriots, and it may be Jarrett Stidham as their quarterback with Bill Belichick as their coach, or Tom Brady in Tampa Bay?
I'm going to go Patriots 8-8, Brady 7-9. I'm going with the Pats.
You know, Rob, you remind us, where do you have Brady as far as like an all-time list? Like, do you at least acknowledge that he is the greatest of all time, number one?
No, you know, he's not the greatest of all time. He's the most accomplished quarterback we've ever seen. Joe Montana is the greatest of all time. It's real simple. 4-0 in Super Bowls, 11 touchdowns, no picks, won 2 with Jerry Rice, 2 without Jerry Rice, 3 MVPs, and twice he had to score a touchdown to win the Super Bowl, not wait for Adam Vinatieri to show up and move the ball 40 yards. He had to actually throw a game-winning touchdown.
You could say he's Brady did against Seattle and Atlanta, right?
I mean,
St. Louis, actually, or the Rams, rather, L.A.
Yep.
Those three. But, okay, is he two then?
He's, I would probably say, in the top five. I can't really figure it out right now.
See, that's why you're the number one hater.
In other words, he's saying
that's,
number five. He's
we
number
should move
five.
You to number one hater. Yeah, we should move you to number one.
Yeah, we should change it. I told you guys it was real.
So who's the number one hater? I didn't win it. How did I not win it? I'm on all the ballots.
I had Max Kellerman. Christian had Chris Sims, and Lou had Bill Belichick.
It's closer to the truth, though, right, Rob? What do you think about that one, Rob?
Yeah. Hey, Bill was trying to do the right thing a couple of years ago, and then he saw his quarterback Garoppolo go to the Super Bowl last year, and I think that was probably it when he's trying to explain or try to tell Bob Kraft before he fell in love with the past that it was time to move on from Tom Brady. And you'd have your quarterback, and the franchise would be upright and on its way if they did what they should have done, but they fell in love with the past.
We're talking to Rob Parker. So nationally, is this a really good storyline for you? The fact that he's now in Tampa Bay, you've already brought up the Willie Mays playing center field for the Mets, which might be a stretch, but is this a good storyline nationally? For people. Brady now with a whole new team, maybe different system with Arians, everything.
Oh, yeah, this is a great story because a lot of people will now have to take a look at Tom and what happens at the end. Does he fall on his face? Is he not good enough anymore? You know what I mean? So I think that people will be eating this up all the way. And if he fails, you know, there'll be a lot of people, apologists, making excuses that Tampa Bay is an also-ran franchise.
And if he succeeds, what does Rob Parker say?
And if he succeeds, and what do they do? What's success? Going
what
to
do
the
you
playoffs?
Say? Yeah, go to the playoffs. Yeah. You no, listen. Not... You set the bar real low, 7-9. So if they go 9-7 and make the postseason, or 10-6, what do you say?
They have to win the Super Bowl. And if Tom Brady's on that team, that's the only thing.
Wait
I
a minute.
Accept.
You already set them at 7-9.
No, I don't expect them to make the playoffs. I'm telling you, they're not going to make.
He doesn't. All right, so we lose, Rob.
No, I'm here.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay. No. I actually, I'm not even kidding. I don't know. I guess you just never seen it, but I would think that you would change your opinion on Brady and his opportunity for success in Tampa. You know, if you were right more often. But the fact that you're wrong so many times, I would think to you, like, when are you going to learn your lesson?
Wait a minute. I wasn't right. I said that the Patriots.
I know you weren't right.
Wait a minute. I was right this year. I bet Skip Bayless on the air that they wouldn't get, get to the AFC Championship game this year. I knew it. I also. I've
been said that the year before and the year before.
That's one out of 15.
You say that every year. Mm. And Bayless is the biggest Brady honk of them all. I mean, come on.
Well, he's all the way in on Brady. Absolutely. That's his guy. But, guys, what are you guys going to do now without Tom Brady to have to, get down on your knees for? What are you guys going to do?
We'll get on our knees for somebody else. You know us. We'll
no,
figure
gonna
a way
be, it's
around
gonna
it.
It's going to be a twofer. It's
going to
be.
We have two teams to follow.
Two people.
Yeah, Rob, we have a team in each conference now to follow.
And Mondays, we'll be breaking down Tampa and the Pats.
Yeah.
Both games.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got the people in New England, are they pissed? What would you say the split is on, are they happy that he's gone? Or how?
I don't think they're happy. No, I think a majority of the people are not happy, and a majority of the people, unlike you, are being very supportive of Brady.
Okay, so will we see Tampa Bay jerseys in Boston? Or
oh,
no?
Yes. Of course. Yeah, yes. Of course.
Yeah. TB12.
They're out already.
There's no question.
Christian's wearing one for today's show. He's wearing one
just for you.
Hey, Rob, we really appreciate it. And again, congratulations. You made all three of our list. You can check out Rob on Fox Sports 1 and his book, If I'm Writing, I'm Ripping. It's available now on Amazon. First 12 chapters, Ripping Tom Brady. You don't want to miss that. Check out that book. Rob, we'll talk
guys,
to you down the road.
Safe.
Stay well.
Yes, God. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You got it. All right. See you later. Rob Parker, right here on OMF.